This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. In the last two editions, we've talked about two moons of Jupiter, Ganymede and Io. Today, let's talk about a third member of Jupiter's Galilean moons, Europa. Europa is clearly not like its neighbors. Indeed, there's a strong possibility that, at least in one way, it's a lot like the Earth. Europa is the sixth largest moon in the solar system, only a little smaller than Earth's moon. But unlike our moon, which is covered mostly in a dark layer of dust and dirt, Europa is incredibly bright. The only reason the moon is so bright in our sky is because it's so close. It only reflects back 12% of the light hitting it. Europa, on the other hand, reflects 64% of the light hitting it back into space, making it one of the most reflective objects in the solar system. And what can make a moon so reflective? Take a guess at what the surface of amazing Europa is covered in. The answer? Ice. Scientists discovered that Europa has one of the smoothest surfaces in the solar system, and that surface has cracks. And amazingly, we've been able to detect geysers of water spewing into space from some of these cracks. And here's where it gets truly amazing. There is strong evidence that underneath its icy crust, Europa is covered in a global ocean of liquid, salty water. Indeed, some estimates suggest that there's more liquid water on Europa than Earth. And many scientists believe that liquid salty water is the key to the formation of life. NASA is currently trying to figure out a way to send a mission to Europa, a mission that could drill through the ice, lower a camera, and look at what might be looking back at us. So the next time you look at Jupiter in the sky, wave. You never know who might be watching, or at least swimming around. If you'd like to take a closer look at Europa or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.